Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Jessica Blaylock, Fox Sports Maryland. She joins us here. Hey, Jessica, good morning.
Hey, I thought I was caller number 5 so I could go to the game with you on Sunday.
Oh, do you need some tickets on Sunday afternoon? Set you up?
Sorry, yeah. I'm also a little under the weather, so my voice is going to sound like I'm currently going through puberty. So if you guys could give me a pass on that one, that would be awesome.
Okay. All right. That's okay. That's all right.
It's been a busy stretch.
So tell me, and look, you're always super positive about the team. I'll get to the team in a second here, okay? But
yeah.
I'm mostly interested in what's going on around the ballpark, the fan experience, because the team has made a very big deal out of that going into the season. And so far, I'll tell you, and I was just bringing it up again to Tobin, it seems like overall the fan reaction, the response to the changes has been very positive. What do you make of yesterday?
Yeah, I think so. The one thing you can say about this new ownership group, they have really taken the time to listen to fans. Obviously, the DeMelo campaign last year where fans could go and record a video message about their ballpark experience and what they liked, what they didn't like. The organization took the time to listen to every single message, and they responded. They changed the look of the ballpark. I thought it looked awesome with the blue and the ivy. In the outfield, they incorporated local businesses as far as the food. I mean, you have Pincho Factory, you have Miami's Best Pizza, you have all of these, food places that are local to South Florida. They wanted to, to reach out to incorporate really the feel of Miami into the ballpark. Ticket prices, they worked on making tickets really accessible. They created these new spaces where you can go and hang out. The Auto Nation Alley was so cool yesterday. It was packed. There were so many people there. Everyone was having a good time. And it really does tie into what Derek Jeter said, the quote that everyone completely took out of proportion. When you go to a game, sometimes people are going for a social experience. And they want to have a good time. I remember I used to go to Suns games when they were still the Suns, not the Jumbo Shrimp, in Jacksonville. And I could not tell you who the Suns were playing. And I couldn't tell you the final score. But I know I had an awesome time because it was dollar beer night or whatever the theme was. That's what Derek Jeter meant. Not everyone going to a Marlins game is a diehard baseball fan. But the organization wants everyone who goes, whether the lineup from top to bottom and every single stat, or whether you're just going because your friends are going and you want to have a good time with them. They want to make sure that everyone enjoys their experience down at Marlins Park. And I think that they've done an incredible job listening to fans and responding to the changes that fans wanted to see.
The Auto Nation Alley, I'm especially looking forward to on Sunday at the game. I want to go check it out, but can you, that's obviously for folks who don't know, that's what replaced essentially the Home Run Sculpture. It's now an area where a bunch of folks can hang out. But part of it, you have to have a standing room ticket for. Am I correct?
Correct. So there's three different levels to it. And I'm still familiarizing myself with all of the new, upgrades at the ballpark because there are a ton of them. But there are three different levels. The very bottom level, I believe, is if you have a group ticket. The second level, you have to have a specific ticket for that second level. But the top level is open to everyone. In fact, I think tickets run as low as $10 to be able to stand in that area. So, the one thing that I want to keep saying to people, I can sit there and tell you how awesome, the Auto Nation Alley or the Estrella Jalisco Social or the new food that's there. Don't take my word for it. Buy a $10 ticket, $10. Go out and experience it for yourself and see these upgrades and see all of the things that they're trying to do. You know, they want both the product on the field to be stellar. They want the ballpark experience to be stellar. We know the product on the field is still going to take some time. There was a massive mess that had to be cleaned up, and it's going to take time. But they're trying to do every single thing that they can do, both on and off the field, to really gain the trust of the fan base back. It's a fan base that has, unfortunately, throughout the years, been lied to, been, you know, betrayed, and they realize that. They realize all of the things that have happened over the last 10 years, 15 years, whatever it may be, that has made the Marlins fan base untrusting of the organization, and they're trying to correct those things. They want to show that they are an ownership group that's going to keep their promises to the fan base, and it's going to take time to earn that trust, but I really believe, from everything that I have heard, they are all in on really, really wanting to reconnect with the city of Miami, with South Florida, and reestablish trust between the organization and the fan base.
In all seriousness, Jessica, do you have any idea where the home run sculpture is?
I know it's in storage right now. It's being cleaned because it is going to be part of an art walk exhibit that's going to be set up at the ballpark. So the home run sculpture is going to be displayed, but it was being housed, obviously, inside the ballpark when it was still set up out in center field. So now it's going to be outside. So I think they're first cleaning it and then preparing it to weather the elements.
All right, that's legitimate news right there. I mean, we've been talking about it for a couple of days, and we've had no idea where the home run sculpture is. So it's in storage. And it's being cleaned,
yes.
And then it's eventually going to be displayed.
It's eventually going to be part of, I believe, an overall art walk. So, yeah, it's pretty cool what they're going to do with it.
We thought maybe that the team called Goodwill and they came and picked it up.
I think that might have exceeded the weight limit for what Goodwill is willing to take on.
Is the team aware, is Don Mattingly, Derek Jeter, are they aware of Marlins superfan, Marlins Macho Man? Do they know about him yet?
Oh, wow. What? Marlins Macho Man?
Yeah.
Who is this that you speak of?
Here he is. He's right here.
Ooh, yeah, just play luck. Love hearing your broadcast. I'm very excited about this season. Yeah, we got the young rotation going down. Jose Urania, Trevor Richards going to bounce back today. Yeah, don't forget about Pablo Lopez. Love the forkball that he goes out there with. Throws it down. And my main man, Caleb Wiff, a.k.a. Caleb Smith, the Texas Southpaw. Yeah, gonna be a big year. This is the turnaround of Project Wolverine. Cheats has got it going. No further questions.
How about that, Jessica? He's a huge Marlins fan, Macho Marlins man.
That's the most amazing thing I've ever heard in my life. Actually, could you send me a personal recording of that? I think I'm going to make it my ringtone for my phone.
I mean, he's very involved on social media. It's not hard to keep track of him. Just keep a lookout for Marlins Macho Man.
That's incredible.
All right. Jessica, are you working tonight? You on the broadcast tonight?
I am. I am working tonight, tomorrow, Sunday. Monday, I'm back to hockey. And then Tuesday, Wednesday, back to baseball.
Oh, the Panthers. I love the Panthers. What a disaster.
Oh, man. I know. I love those. I love that team so much, but yeah, it's
I love them
been
so much.
Frustrating is probably a nice way of putting it, season for them. You know, so much talent, but for some reason it just unfortunately has not translated to a postseason appearance this year. But boy, I tell you, Alexander Barkov is still hands down one of my all-time favorite athletes, I think, that we've had here in South Florida. I just love watching what he's able to do out on the ice. And I believe that they are going to figure it out. They have to figure it out because there's too much talent on that team for them not to. So I am hopeful. I'm hopeful, but you know me. I'm very hopeful about everything.
I love them so much. They make me hate them. I mean, I love them. They rip my heart out every single season. But, well, look, I'm going to the game on Sunday. Hopefully we'll see you at the ballpark on Sunday. I'm sure you'll have
I will be there.
You'll have your nerdy box score keeping track of everything throughout the game. And
listen, you know I will.
And listen, get some tea and honey or something, all right? So we can't have you coughing up.
Yeah, I know. It's been, I've got a little bit of a sore throat going on. I've had a cough, but you know what? Nothing's going to stop me from making it to Marlins Park or the BB&T Center.
You know, there's no cough button when you're in front of the camera with just a microphone, all right?
I know, it's happened before.
Yeah, all right.
It's really awkward.
All right, Jessica, thanks
but
a
I'll
lot.
I'll do my best.
Thanks for getting up with us this morning.
All right, guys.
All right, see ya.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.